now.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we go right into your phone calls, we'll start with Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, let's do some police bashing. They're just so darn bashable, aren't they?
It's so easy. They make it so easy. Go ahead.
Yeah, they do make it easy. Well, my brother-in-law works in the emergency room at the hospital nearby here. And the cops come in there every so often with a prisoner, somebody that, you know, was doing something really terrible, like jaywalking or something, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this one cop was in there in the emergency room with this gal. She was about 80 pounds, soaking wet, and she was tied to the gurney. You know, her arms were tied down to the gurney. Who knows what horrible crime she'd committed, but I'm sure she was quite dangerous. But first of all, the police officer did something really stupid. He put his head down by her unshackled legs. And, of course, her leg happened to hit the police officer in the head.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is about 200 pounds. And so he just starts whomping on this woman, just starts punching her in the face.
While she's tied down.
Her arms are tied down. So he's whomping on her. And then they get her completely tied down. Of course, all this time he's shouting at her, shut up, you know, don't eat anymore, stop wiggling.
Obey! Obey, citizen! Comply!
So they get her all tied down. She's still wiggling around, and she won't stop wiggling her. So while she's tied to the gurney, this sucker tasers her.
Wow.
Tasers an 80-pound woman strapped to a gurney because she won't stay still.
And what did he want her to do? I mean, he had her strapped down. Did he want her to stop moving her legs so that he could strap those too? Is that what his goal was?
No. Her arms and legs were strapped at that point. She was just wiggling her body around. He didn't like the fact she was wiggling her body around.
Right.
But he says, you know, the worst part of it is these cops saunter all around the hospital as if they own the place. You know, they do this, do that, you know, and they just start barking orders around in the emergency room like they work there. And they're just such a bunch of jerks. And then the guy, after beating the crap out of this woman, he just walks over to where all the doctors and the nurses are and stuff and says, hey, how you doing? You know, great day, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
You know, and they just start with their stupid small talk, acting like they're really tough guys because they can beat up an 80-pound woman who's strapped to a gurney.
Oh, that's so sad.
You know, I kind of go along with your previous caller a little bit. I forget his name, but
This is a situation where your brother-in-law saw it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, he was there. He saw the whole thing, and he works in that area, so he sees these guys come in all the time with people that got injured in the course of being arrested.
And they get away with this crap.
Up a flight of stairs or something?
Yeah, they get away with this crap all the time, and they call it pain compliance. The original concept behind having a taser available to the police was to utilize it in situations where they were being threatened with bodily harm to where they didn't want to kill the person but would have liked to have kept that person alive. They could pull the taser and bring that individual down with the taser in a much more safe manner than putting a bullet, you know, to the chest, one in the head. That was the purpose of the taser. But now it has moved beyond that because government never keeps its original intentions. It always moves beyond the original intentions of the program.
And I'll just bet you any money they charge this woman with resisting arrest and
assault on a law enforcement officer.
And,
sure.
You know, assault on an officer, you know, all this stuff. I'm sure that she's going to be charged for all that. And she was just really, really angry because they arrested her for some stupid thing. You know, that's what the real bottom line was. She was just pissed off that they would do this to her.
I don't blame her at all. I mean, all she's got at that point, she's strapped down to the gurney. All she's got is to be able to wiggle, and that's what she was doing. You know, she's trying to move and get out, and I guess he didn't like that very much. I doubt he's going to be punished in any way. I doubt this cop is going to even receive a stern talking to over this, because this is so typical. We've seen video, after story of cops just pulling out the taser and using it on people who don't do as they're ordered to do. When the cop demands something of them, if they don't do it quick enough, sometimes they could be like in the process of doing the action. If they're not doing it fast enough, the cop will just give them a jolt from the taser. It's sick. These people are sadists.
Well, I think in this case...
One more to add to your police file.
I think in this case, the police officer could have probably just left the woman alone and let her kind of work her way out or whatever. But, you know, I kind of wonder, what do you as a police officer do when you tell a person that you're arresting? Now, I'm not saying that they're all being arrested for good reasons, but some of them are out there. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with somebody who won't comply... And you give them the order twice or something like that. Sit down. I said sit down. Or for some reason, they need to do what it is that you want them to do. Not something, sit down is probably not a good idea, but how about putting them in the police cruiser?
How about get out of the car?
How about putting them in the police cruiser?
You've already got them under arrest at that point.
Well, what do you do with somebody who's not complying, you're by yourself, and you can't put them in the police cruiser? I'm not talking about an 80-pound soaking wet woman. I'm talking about Wayne, some guy who's 230.
Call for backup.
Built like a gorilla, and, well, this probably wasn't the nicest thing to say. I'm sorry. What do you do? Yeah, call for backup, but then what? I mean, you got three guys pushing somebody into the car. They're liable to get hurt. They're liable to get their head banged up. What if people aren't available?
I imagine the cops will hurt that person. That's what they like to do best, is hurt people.
I'm just saying that
sickos.
As a police officer, there are situations where, I might be tempted to use a taser when...
I understand. That's why you shouldn't be a cop. All right. So 800-259-9231. I don't want to make it sound like all police are sick sadists. They're not. I know there's some good cops out there, but, they don't get the coverage. So... These guys do. We continue. Stephen is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, I try not to call every night, but I can't resist on this one.
What's up?
I get on this internet forum. Can I say the name of it, you think?
Whatever. Go ahead.
It's called atheistforums.com.
Okay.
And they
sure that's a friendly place?
The advertising. It sure is, yeah. And there are a few no-staters. There are a few small-stater types, and there's a lot of big-staters. I was there talking about Leonard Reed's button. If there was a button here on this desk and I could eliminate government, would I push it? Why, yes, of course I would.
Oh yeah, in a heartbeat.
Consequences be damned. And I was talking about education, and so the conversation went on, and I mentioned I said something about taxes being theft, and so this guy said, well, no. Taxes aren't theft. I'm trying to scroll to it and find it right here. I don't want to read it.
Because it's voluntary. You're paying voluntarily, right? Is that
right? Well, what I said was, first of all, morally, a group of people, and I tried not to use the word government. I said a group of people cannot vote my money away to educate other people's kids, talking about schooling. This guy says, faulty assumption, that the money taken is yours rather than a debt you rightly owe to another. The government put in at least as much labor, if not more, than you did in helping you do the work that earned the money you claim as yours.
Helping you do the work.
The government
helps you do the work? And did he give you some kind of example in this?
Yeah. So he goes on, and a few posts down, says that, because I said, well, that's just craziness. That's poppycock. Well, he says every wealth creation endeavor you choose to do, whether it's growing corn or nailing on roofing tiles or for money or whatever, your actions couldn't have been done as well, as efficient, or whatever, or in some cases at all, without the government, because the government builds the roads. You can't take your corn to market without the roads. They protect you from foreign attack. They establish and maintain the courts with which you can turn if your customer refuses to pay.
I wish the government just did those things. I wish the government would just stick to protecting us from foreign attack, building the roads, and maintaining the court systems.
Well, he says all these things. He says they ensured your breakfast foods weren't laced with the chemicals that might give you cancer.
Wow. They didn't. They didn't ensure that, because what they did was they put some regulation out there. However, it's not like some guy in a white suit and a white smock with a clipboard went by and checked your breakfast cereal for poisons. He just, the USDA and the FDA aren't out there checking foods. And if they are, they're doing it one every million.
I want to bring Stephen back here. Hang on. More with you in moments and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Is the government really helping us out that much? We'll find out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 16th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $834.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $859.55, $429.78 for half ounce, and $214.89 for quarter ounce. That's $859.55, $429.78, and $214.89.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And see what it's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world. And Joseph Simonet discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, paladinpodcast.com. As we continue here, Stephen, back on the line with us in Colorado, you were involved in a discussion on an internet forum, which, spending time on internet forums, it can be fun, but as far as convincing people there, it's almost next to impossible.
It's only good, I think, for honing your debating skills.
You might be right about that.
Debate acumen.
And it's also good because there are people that read the forum, so whenever you're getting into a debate on an internet forum, even if you don't seem to be getting through to the person you're talking to, there are always people reading that might be saying, yeah, that makes sense. That guy's making sense.
That's how I got convinced in a lot of my positions, just by lurking and watching other people.
So your call, just to recap here, you had called to say that the person you were talking to, you were discussing taxes and how just awful they are. And this person was saying, well, no, taxes are great because they help keep, allow you to get from point A to point B on the roads, and they're keeping you safe from foreign attack. You owe taxes to the government because they're providing you with all these services. Is that the kind of gist?
Not quite exactly. My point was that taxation was theft, and that a gang of people can't vote to take my money away and give it to somebody else. And he said, well, hold on. It's not exactly your money now, is it? Because when you go to work for money, Ian or Wayne or Mark, you guys go to work for money. The government actually works harder for your money than you do. Because the government's out there. They're building those roads, man, and they're out there keeping you safe. And if you get a cold, and you wouldn't be as productive on the job if it wasn't for the government making sure that cold medicine does what the bottle says.
I wouldn't be as productive without the gasoline in my car either. However, I paid for that, and I asked for it. Now, if I went to somebody's house and I did some work on their house without asking them, and then I expected to get paid whatever the hell I expected to get paid, I may not be a thief, but I'm nuts. And then if I extract the payment from them in some way, I am a thief.
Yeah, well, his last paragraph is most telling. I'll read it really briefly.
Sure.
He said, they being the government, he says, they cleaned your air. They cleaned your water. They cleaned your soil. They ensured your trash got taken away. They ensured your food is safe. They ensured your, I paraphrase that. They ensured your breakfast food wasn't laced with chemicals that might give you cancer. They ensured your doctor is licensed. Blah, blah, blah. I'm kind of skipping ahead. Then here's the very last. Here's the punchline, basically. Your labor would be of substantially less value without the government's input. That's not to say that the government is the only way to accomplish these things, though I think it's a related and also true point. But the fact is that the government did do these things and is owed a fair compensation for them, which he means in the form of taxation. Your unwillingness to pay. Now, here's the punchline. You guys are going to fall out of your chairs. Your unwillingness to pay them is not an example of you standing up to a robber, but of you, in effect, robbing them of their
fair compensation. Wow, what a jerk.
That makes you the thief, not the other way around.
Right, so I think Mark's point.
I told your call screener it was the most bizarre rendition of taxation I had ever come across in my life.
Yeah, it's such total love and worship for the state. What do you say to somebody like that? I like Mark's response. I mean, where you point out, well, okay, so if I get to come by and cut your lawn for you, then you owe me for doing that, even though we never came to terms, we never came to an agreement, there was never a meeting of the minds.
Yeah, hey man, let me tell you something. I have a niece and nephew who are red Lenin t-shirt wearing communists, and they would vomit in their mouths over reading this.
Hmm. Interesting.
They are absolute communists, and they would not agree with this.
I don't know. This sounds absolutely communist to me.
Yeah, but this is like some sort of like a bizarro authoritarian. You know, if you talk to a communist, they at least think that they're for the people. This guy is like for the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's status to the max. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you brought this up to the front here, and good luck. I don't know if you're going to continue your conversation with him, but
I'm not. I'm backing out of that one.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So the state is, it's because of the state. It's because of our protectors and the government, these wonderful, selfless men and women that are out there keeping us all safe, that these evil corporations aren't just killing us one by one, poisoning your breakfast cereal, destroying the water supply. All of these corporations would be just killing people if it weren't for the state.
Call me so scared, Muffy.
And, so absurd.
I think the FDA is a great example of how the government, by its regulation, kills people at the same time. You know, at one point, there was probably a situation where a medicine was bad for people and killed people. And, you know, this is unfortunately sort of the marketplace at work. That company and that person who did that should have been held responsible, and hopefully they were. However, the government then said, we can't have this anymore, we'll step in. Now what we have is a 17-year, more than $100 million process to get drugs to the market, to the point now that only a few companies, big pharma, can actually afford to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why they stepped in, because they get money out of it, and they can help their buddies.
In that 17 years, what you have are people dying because they aren't getting those medicines. Those medicines, they could be taking them on an experimental basis.
And why can't you have private companies like the UL, Underwriters Laboratories, that certify drugs privately instead of having this government agency do it?
Well, so you can.
You could. I mean, but that if that were the norm, you wouldn't need to have them approved by the FDA. You would just put the stamp of the company that did the testing on the product.
Right, and UL, Underwriters Laboratories, or ETL, their major competitor, they don't have the ability to just go in and snatch a product from a company and slap their logo on it and charge the company to say, hey, we've certified your product. You owe us, buddy. They don't have the ability to do that because they don't have the coercive, monopolistic power that the people calling themselves government do. Business doesn't operate in that manner, and businesses are interested in protecting their clients. Customers, you want them to come back. Somebody like this jerk that this guy was emailing back and forth or posting on this message forum, this is somebody who does not have any experience whatsoever in running a business. This is somebody who does not have any idea.
There's still nuts out there that run businesses.
Like.
Absolutely.
I thought
that this was true at one point, too, but there's absolutely liberal, pinko socialists out there that run their own business that just don't get it. They're so thoroughly indoctrinated.
How can you run a business and serve your customers and at the same time believe that businesses are trying to kill their customers?
Well, they believe that some businesses are. Some corporations are evil, and we must be protected against them.
Absolute nonsense. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want my customers buying my consumable products for as long as they possibly can. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, we'll go to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight? Hello? Dan?
That was the car.
Oh.
Hi.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
You're on the air.
Yesterday, at the beginning of the show yesterday, you guys were talking, at the very beginning, about if we were to privatize public utilities like schools and things like that.
Yeah. Sounds like things we talked about. Yes.
What the context was, but you said that you didn't have a good answer for how that could be done, and I think I have a good answer, actually.
Okay. What I didn't have was a good response to the objection that what about the bureaucrats' pensions? And now I believe I do. But go ahead with your point.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is that the workers, I believe, own their you know, what they use to do their own work. So taking schools, for example, I would say that the taxpayers who pay for the infrastructure of the school own the building. So if, you know, government were to disappear, you know, if I were the libertarian dictator, for a day, you know, I would say that the taxpayers would get shares of the building, you know, the operation of the building equivalent to their, you know, to what they paid into it. And the actual workers, the teachers and janitors, they would have sort of independent ownership of what they do within the institution. And as for the administration, I would tell them just to go screw themselves.
I think it's too difficult. I think what you're proposing is...
And,
I mean,
and the teachers aren't going to be interested at all in owning you know, the freedom in their classroom. I mean, some of them will, but the vast majority of them are just going to be like, yeah, we like the bigger paychecks better.
You're talking about a bureaucratic mess, trying to divvy up, trying to figure out what the value of the school is, and then trying to divvy up shares amongst all the taxpayers who some of them may not have even been living in the area for very long. So you've got to figure out who's been living in the area, how long they've been paying taxes, how much they paid in, what that percentage of the share is.
The high school here in Keene is an old brick building. It's probably been there 100 years. Are you going to go back to the heirs of the people that paid in originally?
I don't want it, and I don't want a share in their school. I don't want to have anything to do with it. So
it's just a heck of a lot easier. The taxpayer's already been robbed. It's just a heck of a lot easier to give the teachers the school. I'm with Ian on this one. Give it to them.
Just hand it over.
Let
to them
work it like it is a real business. They'll have a leg up in business. In the sense that they've got
their assets are paid for,
a full paid off building. How many businesses have that? They can use that building if they need to pay for pensions. They say there's asset funds out there and that kind of thing, which would certainly help. I don't know, but I really do think Ian's got a good idea here.
Yep, just cut them loose. Let them keep their whatever assets they have. Let them divvy them up between themselves equally, or whatever way they want to do it. I mean, it doesn't really require that much outside control or influence. You just cut them free and say, bye-bye, you make it on your own now. That's all you have to do. No need to bring taxpayers back into it or try to divvy things up and try to have some sort of system worked out, because that will just drag on forever and people will start complaining. Well, wait a minute, I've lived here for a decade and you aren't giving me as much of a share as I deserve, blah, blah, blah. That would just go on forever. There'd be lawsuits. It'd be terrible. That's my interpretation.
I wonder how the Socialist Teachers Union would feel about that.
Oh, they'd hate the idea.
Yeah, of course they would.
They're going to be the people that...
power.
Well, I mean, either way, they'd hate the idea. Whether you go with Dan's plan or Mark and my suggestion, the teachers' union is going to be your number one opponent. Oh, my God, you can't cut us free. We don't know how to run a business. You know, that'll be it. Dan, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I realize in a completely pragmatic sense, that's probably more likely what would happen. But I do have an ethical objection to the teachers who already benefit from the system. In fact, they are, you know, using Oppenheimer's dichotomy of taxpayers and tax eaters, they're entirely tax eaters, and the taxpayers are completely getting screwed. And if one of them were to sue the institution, say, you know, that you have courts set up who are taking care of propertarian issues, then there would be a legitimate complaint, I would think.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not
understanding. The taxpayer would sue, sue saying that, hey, part of that school's mine.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not really yours. Right.
Well, yeah, it certainly is.
How do you determine what part of it is yours, though? How do you? What is the formula to determine that?
I own a share. I own shares in Clear Channel. I don't expect to get a couple of bricks out of Clear Channel Sarasota. I mean, that's ludicrous.
You know what this is? This is about forgiveness, Dan. This is really what this is about. I mean, because it's easy to sit there and say and be indignant about the fact that you've been stolen from. It's easy. I mean, I could do it if I wanted to. The Social Security guy stole $10,000 from me, and they did. I've seen the little statement that they send out where it says, you know, you paid in this, 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 and this, and then all these other years there's zeros because I haven't been paying them. But they got 10 grand out of me before I got out of it. And you know what? I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to let it go. And it's the same. I think we should adopt the same attitude about these government bureaucracies. Hey, Dan, if you could have freedom, wouldn't you be willing to allow these bureaucrats to just keep their schools and their school buses and all the other crap that they have? I mean, why do you want a piece of it? Just let it go,
man. You know,
move on.
Well, honestly, I would be willing to give up every last cent that I have that meant that me and all of my friends and family were free.
Great.
And, you know, because then you could build your way back up from the ground pretty easily. I'm just saying that the complaint would be justified. And I think that if you had an arbitration system set up that, you know, we're talking about a huge paradigm shift here, that people would be willing to listen to their decisions, I think that you maybe you could take a shortcut and say whatever was paid in the last year or something like that.
I don't think you're going to get anywhere.
Right,
with
you're
that.
Not going to get anywhere.
The money's been spent.
Look at the complaints of the American Indian, you know, might have had 100 years ago, or Black Americans had 100 years ago. It's not really not about your complaint or the validity or the justice involved. It's about winning the struggle, and we need to win the struggle, not stand on, you know, the principles of justice in this.
It's particular. About moving on. These teachers.
I agree with you. I see your point, and I think that there's validity to it. I, however, do not think you can win with it.
The teachers and the administrators and the janitors, they're all receivers of stolen funds. You know, it wasn't, yes, certainly the teachers union was advocating for a lot of this stuff, but at the end of the day, these folks are just people that wanted a job, and there's no real reason to get into more conflict. And that's what you're talking about. I mean, this is furthering the conflict, and I know you're saying that some people will want to further the conflict, and I think you're right about that. They'll be all indignant about the idea. But if we can propose this idea and we can get people to accept the idea of just turning these bureaucracies, and not just the schools, but also the police department, the fire department, you know, whatever bureaucracy you're talking about, just cutting them loose, turning over ownership to the bureaucrats that happen to occupy those buildings and cars and whatever other assets the bureaucracies have, just if we can get that on the table and it can be considered as a possibility, that should be enough. We should be satisfied with that and just dissolve the entire system and focus on a bright future where we are able to keep every dollar we earn from that point on and not worry about all the money that we'd had stolen from us in the past. We move on, we forgive, we move past it. That's how I feel about it.
You know, the slaves, the African slaves in this country in the late 1700s, early 1800s, could actually buy their freedom. They could buy their freedom from the people, the men who owned them. We can't even do that today.
Mm.
It's some of them. I think you could do that in Louisiana, but likely.
Northeast.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the idea, Dan. Any other thoughts?
No, I think that's it for tonight. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Hopefully you don't shoot him down too bad on it. 1-800-259-9231. Because I've had the same feeling in the past, you know, when I was sort of moving through this liberty mindset of, like, this indignance that, darn it, they got all my money. I want it back. If I could just fill out some paperwork, and there are some people that will actually purport that if you fill out the right forms, you can actually get your money back from the Social Security system. I don't know if I want to even venture into that world. I don't want to consent to any more of their process. I don't want to consent to their system. I am happy with just being out. I'm happy with having my money no longer stolen from me. That's good enough for me. We move on. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ben Wayne.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here, Wayne, you're going to tell us about a government internet filter that's not in Australia. It's right here in the good old U.S. of A. We'll give you the information on that. But your calls are primary. Also want to invite you to help support the show by voting for us. Mark, are we still needing votes this month?
We're over 50.
Over 50? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, then don't vote for it. Well, you can vote for us still if you want to. Vote.freetalklive.com. But if you want a more variety, a larger variety of ways in which you can help the show, you can visit promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole big old list of things you can do. Most of them completely free. Some of them very, very low cost, like printing out flyers and stuff like that. You can get all the info over at promote.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So we have an issue here. I was talking to you the other day about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and voting guides that we were trying to get in the hands of voters.
Yes.
Yeah, your issue was that you printed up these guides. You wanted to stand out in front of the various different voting locations around the state on Election Day. And then it was brought to your attention that apparently there are several local regulations or ordinances that prohibit such behavior. And you are considering doing some civil disobedience over this issue. What's the latest?
Well, we've been doing a lot of exploring of options. Actually, one of your listeners who's in towards the end of law school stepped forward and contacted me and offered to suggest that this was almost certainly unconstitutional, and if challenged in a court of law is probably going to go down like a house of cards.
Hmm.
But the treasurer of the NH Liberty Alliance did some snooping around and found a really cost-effective way to get this into the hands of the people. We were looking at mailing things, and mailing was going to be many tens of thousands of dollars, which is way more than the Alliance has got. But it turns out it's very affordable to put a flyer into newspapers and get that sent out.
Okay.
And then on top of that, the newspapers are willing to do it on a per zip code address.
Yes, they are.
So if someone's going to do a whole lot of work and find out the appropriate zip codes for the appropriate districts for voting and put the appropriate voter's guide in the appropriate thing and do all of the organization with that, it could be done at a fraction of the price. And so the hero in this story is my wife, Irina. She has been working on this pretty much nonstop for the last few days and has pretty much all got it ready to go. We are in a position to hit about 30,000 people the day before the election with a voter's guide. And I was here 2 years ago, and there was no voter's guide that I remember in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. This is going to be something that I think will be people will notice.
Yeah,
people
I think you're right about that. And, you know, it's interesting.
I'm humbled and shamed that I didn't come up with this idea.
The advertising?
Yeah. I knew this.
Yeah, and it's a good idea. And
but I want to point out that you've got 151 people running for the NH House that are endorsed by the NHLA. So this is a really – this could be conceivably a really big election for Liberty and Liberty-minded candidates.
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out about the strategy was that if you're sending it out in the newspaper, you're going to hit everybody who's getting the paper, whereas if you're just standing out in front of the voting locations, you're only getting the people that decided to go and vote. So you're really actually you're increasing the odds that somebody will see what you're putting out there and actually get motivated to go out and vote where they might have otherwise not have gone and done it.
It's a good reminder. Tomorrow I got to vote.
Right. And
exactly. This is also usable as a get out the vote thing, you know, with a big plaster, don't forget to vote on Tuesday thing, you know, defend your freedoms.
Right. And, of course, it also gives you the opportunity to promote whatever you want to promote, your website. And obviously you're going to be promoting the candidates. And I think it's a good idea, Dennis. And you're saving yourself a bundle of money at the same time. So congratulations.
Well, it still is going to cost us a lot of money. Of course, the Alliance has pretty much spent most of what they've got, if not all of what we had, on giving it directly to the candidates for, you know, early on, to try and help them get past the primaries. And that strategy seems to have worked. But we pretty much emptied all our firepower at that point. So at this point, we know we can do this thing, but it's going to cost us about $2,500.
That's really not that much. I mean, that's not that much.
It's not much.
What's that breakdown? You said you're going to do 30,000. Is that across the state, or are you going to focus on just one area, or how's that working out?
We have targeted the 10 districts that have a super, you know, Each district has more than one pro-liberty, like definite pro-liberty candidate and a bunch of anti-liberty candidates. So we know that hitting these 10 districts, we are going to potentially change the face of politics in the state.
That's 8.3 cents, the 8.3 cents per flyer that you're getting into people's hands. And of course, newspaper readers are likely voters. I mean, they're older. You're not going to really hit younger people with this, but we all know that it's the older people that go out and vote anyway. So it should be interesting to see how this affects things. And this is one of those the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. For those of our listeners that are really excited by political solutions, helping you guys out, Dennis, would be a way to get involved in the Free State action without actually having to be here. So this might be one way that people who have been listening and hearing some of the things you've been talking about for quite a long time on this program, hearing about some of the projects you guys are doing, to give them a reminder that you don't have to live here in New Hampshire to send money to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to hear great news coming out of New Hampshire for the next 2 years, getting a bunch of free staters in the government is certainly a great way to make that happen. And this is probably the leverage point. If you want maximum bang for the buck, this is probably exactly where it's going to happen, to where it's not that much money. And, you know, like me and Irina are going to pony up what we can. But anyone that can help, it would be super, super
2,500. I mean, that's only 25 people giving $100. That's no, I mean, that's nothing, really.
Well, the key, though, is that because of the lead time that newspapers need and that the printer needs and all that, everything has to be all signed, sealed, delivered, and done this weekend.
Paid for. Paid for this weekend, too, correct?
And paid for. You got it.
That's how it is when you're an advertiser that doesn't do business on a regular basis with an ad venue. Then
cash in advance.
It's usually cash in advance.
Well, so there you go. Where can people go to help you out with this, Dennis, if they are interested?
NHLiberty.org/donate.
Okay. You can put something up on the front page to make it easy?
Oh, yeah. There's like a nice donate thing right on the front page. You can't miss it. And, hey, if people want to give just $5, that's going to help. And the Liberty Alliance, if you give $100, you're a lifetime member. So whatever happens in the future with the Liberty Alliance, $100 and you're in forever.
Very cool. Great way for people that are around the country and around the world who can't make it here to New Hampshire tomorrow to help you guys out with what it is that you're doing. And I have praised you many, many times on this program, you know I'm not a fan of political solutions, but I am a fan of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I think you guys are doing some really innovative, some really original things that I've never seen been done on the political scene before. So I wish you good luck in fundraising here, Dennis, and thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Has anybody ever seen something like that, where they come from? I mean, has anybody ever opened up the newspaper to get a voter's guide from the libertarians?
Haven't seen a voter's guide, period, from anything. So and to find it from, and they're not necessarily libertarians.
No, I know
just
that.
Liberty-oriented.
But there wouldn't be any other real liberty-oriented groups anywhere but the libertarians.
No.
I mean, are there?
It's not really happening anywhere.
What other groups are there around the country in
this
the realm
the point,
of politics?
This is the point that I try to make over and over again. And I know that there's people out there that just don't believe this whole free state's gonna thing's gonna work. But, you know, fine, you can believe what you want, but
yeah.
To me, I'm here, feet on the ground. I see people trying real hard to get things done. I see movement in the right direction, and I believe it is.
800-259-9231. We continue. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I hope I'm not off subject. I was listening to what you were saying, but I wanted to tell an interesting little story. Now, you may have heard of it. Maybe some of the other listeners haven't, but I think it's kind of a cute, interesting example of the difference between, you know, a controlled marketplace and government as opposed to free. The story goes that a Russian bureaucrat was visiting the, I think it was called the Fulton Street Fish Market in New York City.
Yes.
And he's with an American who's showing him through. And, of course, he's a big bureaucrat in Russia, and he's being shown through, and the American is pointing this and that out. And he's the Russian's watching, and he sees, you know, fish are going this way and that way, and there's trolleys, and there's people weighing fish and people buying fish. And it's just a literal beehive of activity and, you know, incredible varieties.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very impressed. And so he turns to the American and he says, "Who runs all this?" And the American says, "Nobody."
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's a good story. In fact, Wayne, you've got a related story coming up. Thank you for the call. More on the way about spontaneous order and chaos. So maybe it's not as scary as it sounds. Hour 3 is coming up. Wayne will tell us about that. And your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are you?